It's time for the Coastal News Roundup. This week, a look at refinery flares. WWNO's Travis Lugg speaks with Mark Schlefstein from NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, about those fiery plumes coming from chemical plants.
How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So last weekend, a lot of people got a little worried when they noticed that there was a big fiery plume spraying from the Chalmette refinery. Some people worried that it might have been an explosion, but it wasn't. It turns out it was just a really big flare. Flares are basically when a refinery burns off some excess stuff they don't need, like certain gases. So at first, the Chalmette refining company said it was routine, but then the state said it was an accident. So do we know what happened?
So the company, Chalmette Refining, was in the midst of what they call a turnaround. What they do is every once in a while, they will take down portions of their refining process and do maintenance on it, pretty intense maintenance. So that's what was going on at the plant. That's why they had put out a release saying it was routine. What happened, though, was that a compressor apparently broke down. So the result was that all of the gases that were being produced ended up being shunted to one flare, and that created what looked like a fireball, really, in the air. The company contends that there was no effects of that, but people in the community said that they did smell an odor, and so we're going to have to see what the exact result was.
So I want to back up a bit for a second. What kinds of chemicals are burned off during these flares, and are there any environmental or health concerns involved?
There are numerous chemicals, probably a couple of dozen, that can end up being funneled to the flare. These are all gases that are the result of breaking down crude oil to make gasoline and other products. So the ones that are important in terms of health risks are sulfur dioxide, hydrogen sulfide, and benzene, which is a carcinogen.
And so are there any rules or regulations around refinery flaring, and whose job is it to enforce those rules?
The Environmental Protection Agency has all sorts of regulations about how flares are supposed to operate, and those regulations actually are enforced by the State Department of Environmental Quality. The reality, though, is that the enforcement is in the context of the industry actually reporting what it's releasing on a regular basis. And when it has an upset like it did this time, the company word upset, when it has an accident like that, it's required to make a report. In this case, it's supposed to be making that report within 7 days of the incident.
And what happens when a company flares too much? Are there penalties? Are there fines? What happens?
Well, there could indeed be penalties that would come from that, but it would require the State Department of Environmental Quality issuing a notice of violation and then negotiating what those penalties are. The state of Louisiana has a policy of attempting to negotiate those sorts of things and to avoid actual penalties when at all possible.
There have been some new rules from the EPA around flaring at refineries. Can you kind of provide some context about how the EPA's rules around flares is maybe changing?
EPA, at the end of the Obama administration, had adopted new rules that were aimed at reducing or pretty much eliminating flaring from refineries. Those rules are in the midst of being put into effect. I'm not quite sure of the time frame for when individual plants will have to deal with that, but it's probably a year or two away.
Mark Schlefstein is an environmental reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.